But if you decide, since I found out that this stuff don't belong to me, I ain't got no business walking around broke. I don't have no business being sick. I don't have no business walking every day trying to figure out how I'm going to make it, what I'm. In the name of Jesus, that name that's above every name, you leaving out of here now. You're on private property, and you have no legal right to be here, and I have the authority begging me to talk to you and tell you, leave now or suffer the consequence. So some of you need to tell poverty, get out of your mind, get out of your spirit, get out of your life. I've been busted. Because he ain't lied to you. Well, you own disability, you own this. That's all right if you own it, but once you hear this word, you can change that. I don't hear too many amen. But you can. I know it's done past 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Let me close. Boy, thank you, Lord. Should I do this, Lord? 1, 2, 3. Let me close with this statement. I'm telling you, you come back. There's some things God had put in my spirit to teach everybody. I don't care what age you are. If you learn this, and someday I got a testimony to give when it's okay to give it. If you learn these things, I don't care what age you are, the sooner, the quicker you learn, the better it is for you. So let me close. Let's go through it. Jesus said what? What did Jesus say in Mark 11, 22? You know, he wouldn't tell you to have something that you couldn't have. Then he said, this is what faith is. Hebrew 11, 1 is the definition of faith. I'm going to go in more detail on that later on. But we establish something. So now faith is. When is faith? Now. If it's not now, you can't use it. Faith is also what? Substance. And it's evidence. And every one of you, listen to this. When you go home, I'm not going to turn there. But every one of you have faith. Is born again. Ephesians 2:8 says it like this, for by grace are you saved. You got saved by faith. Romans 12:3 says God has dealt to every man, person, the measure of faith. So you got it. So, and then what we're going to do is find out how to develop, we're going to find out how to keep it from getting contaminated, how to keep it from getting misplaced, and what will hinder you, the pitfall that people get in. And you come out of anything and everything. We've been redeemed, y'all. Satan been lying to us, telling us we got to put up this. You need to tell yourself, self, I've been redeemed from the curse. And I'm not going to walk around and call a blessing what God calls a curse. I'm not going to do it. If God says a curse, I'm going to call it a curse. Don't you know you've been redeemed from just having a little bit? That's a curse. I'm going to show you all that in the scripture. You ain't supposed to have just a little bit. Just barely getting by, that's a curse. And your faith can get you out of that. I mean, God has redeemed you. He'll show you how to walk out of that. Habits that you've been wrestling with for years. I remember the years I wrestled with cigarettes. But I got redeemed from it. You know, it doesn't bother me. You know, you can eat and not have a habit under control or compulsion, what you call it, just overeating. You can overcome that. Amen. You can talk to your body and say, that's all you're going to get tonight. They won't like it at first because you've been trained to eat all it want and stop when it want to. But you say, this is all you're going to get tonight. And it's going to kick on you and mess with you, try to make you give in. You say, no, I'm in charge. This is all you're getting tonight. Well, could I have this little bit? Tell him like Norbert Hayes said, if you be real nice, I'll give you one big piece. No. No. You tell that body, no. This is what you're going to do. And once you get it under control, then you're going to have a piece of pie. But you don't eat pie all night and all day. And that's what some people do. What you said to Red, little Debbie? Y'all get anything tonight? All right, Usher.